from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
He's going to win the game for the Phillies.
First and second with nobody out. Ground ball, right side, into right field, a base hit. Here comes Schwarber out there heading for home. Here's the throw to the plate. Not in time! Bryce Harper wins it. Here in the bottom of the 10th inning, 3-2.
What a night and what a call by John Kruk about two innings before the walk-off hit by Bryce Harper. The camera panned to Bryce the dugout, and there it was. Crocker saying he's going to win it for the Phillies. He did. Very nice with the Phillies. They needed it, by the way, because the Braves did win last night. So the Phillies maintain their six-game edge. Nice start by Wheeler. Bryce with the big hit. Some good defense, including your guy Rojas last night, Hugh Douglas. So good win by the Phillies. 215-592-949 if you can react to the Phillies as well as our conversation on the Eagles here. More likely to miss the playoffs or win the Super Bowl. We'll check in on our poll question. But Hugh, before the game, actually more noise was created than even during the game. And it was a good win last night because before the game, you knew Topper was going to get asked the question, what are you doing with the rotation? What's happened with Taiwan? Is he still starting against the Braves on Thursday? Here was Topper before the game announcing that Taiwan is not just going to start one more time. He's going to start Wednesday. So that's now tomorrow against the Astros. They flip-flopped him and Sanchez. Here's Topper on why he's given Taiwan another start.
But I was encouraged by his velocity. I know he threw some pitches down the middle, but he got behind as well. So, I think he deserves, because of who he is and his experience, he deserves another shot.
Are you limited with what you can do, though, with him? I mean, other than sticking with him, if you wanted to make some kind of move, are you kind of limited, do you think?
With him personally, like, I don't know what the...
What to do with him going forward, if you wanted to make a change then.
Well, I mean, you can always make a change, but, I mean, I'm confident he's going to bounce back at this point. So, maybe not everybody is, but I am, but that's who I am.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
Tried to tell y'all yesterday, y'all going to start listening to me. Now, you talk about taking a victory lap. Because Kyle was mad at me.
I'm even more mad today.
This is your
fault.
Don't be mad at me.
This is your fault.
Don't be mad at me. I tried to tell y'all. There's a monetary value that goes along with this. It's not right, but it is what it is.
Did you notice the line of questioning there?
Yes.
I felt like whoever was asking that.
They were hard.
And they didn't come out and say, is he still starting because of his contract? But when the question was like, do you feel like you have no choice, your hands are tied?
Yeah.
And Topper, to his credit, because the manager can't go there, he kind of played dumb on it, like, what do you mean? Like,
yeah.
But that's what the question was about. Do you feel like you have to because you guys don't want to cut him and just let him loose? So what I took from yesterday was, yes, Hugh was right on this. Okay, you were right on this. I don't say it often, and certainly not about football and defense. You were right on this, but I also got the sense that this is the last shot.
That might be the case.
Now they might not DFA him like immediately, but so on. When September 1st? Is that Sunday? I think Sunday, September 1st. The rosters expand. They could add two players for the rest of the season, which would give them the avenue to just bury him. Like, just like he's on the team, but he doesn't participate anymore. Maybe he goes to the bullpen, long reliever, whatever. He doesn't have to start anymore if they don't want him to after this weekend. I also think it's noteworthy they're not starting against the Braves. Not that the Astros are a slouch. They're probably better than the Braves, but like they're not. It's not important as a game.
See, I didn't think about it like that, but you're right. Because those games are more. You need those. He was like, we're not putting you out there for that.
Yeah,
one.
Go play the American League.
What was
team.
That? Can't think of his name. Who was killing him last time?
The Royals?
The Braves was hitting all those. They didn't want to put him out there for. I can't think of his name. Joe, I'm having a brain fart.
This a Philly?
No, he's a Brave that was killing him. Home runs.
Ozuna,
Marcel. Yeah. I couldn't think of Marcel's name.
Yeah.
They didn't want to put him out there for that.
So they'll let Yordan Alvarez hit the ball 500 feet tomorrow night against him. The one part, though, that did frustrate me is him saying he deserves another start. He does not deserve anything. We deserve the best players on the field for the Phillies in the middle of a pennant race. Kyle, does Taiwan Walker deserve another shot here?
Of course he doesn't.
Why are you asking Kyle?
I just want to know what he thinks.
What do you think I think? I don't know why anyone in the right mind, like Topper's clearly lying. He doesn't think Taiwan Walker deserves another shot. I think there's something deeper in the works here. Like he was saying, it's a money thing. I'm sure they don't want to just completely eat everything and cut the losses, but here's where I'm not letting you get away with too far with this, Hugh, because he's going to get one more shot, and then what's the difference between them cutting their losses after the last start versus after the next one? They're still going to end up in a position where Taiwan Walker is useless and eating up all this money and just sitting there as a hole in this roster without being able to use it.
Let me give you an analogy that maybe
no!
Oh,
boy. Here we go.
Remember we going up about that plant-based butter?
How can we forget?
Nobody has forgotten that.
And I said I bought it, so I got to use it. Whether or not it was good or not, I convinced myself that it was, and so I used it until it was all gone. Kind of the same thing with Taiwan.
No.
Walker.
Okay, so I'm gonna take your analogy and spin it. Say you tried the plant-based butter, and you were like, "This is the most disgusting thing I've ever put in my mouth ever."
For it.
And you're like, I am going to give this one more try before I actually throw it away. And then you do end up throwing it away after you try it again. And you're like, nope, it's still absolutely disgusting.
We're going to get as much as we can out that plant-based.
The problem is, and this is, when these analogies come out, we really understand how Hugh's thinking. Correct me if I'm wrong, you've decided to use the plant-based butter for your oatmeal, right?
Yeah, that's it.
That's like keeping Taiwan as a long reliever. Like we're just going to.
That's what I'm saying. But he's still here. We find a role for him. And the role for the plant-based butter is oatmeal.
Now
it's in the trash.
Is, yeah, the Kyle and I would have thrown it away. Out.
The Irish butter. Now that we talking about upgrades.
That's
for steaks.
Yeah,
that's for steaks and like choice. Cuts of meat.
That's a Cy Young contender.
What we're talking about, that Irish butter.
All right. Well, so I think Topper is probably lying about Taiwan. I also think he could probably spin it as he's been in the big leagues for 12 years. He deserves one more chance before we get rid of him.
Yeah.
But based on how he's pitched as a Philly, that's baloney. He doesn't deserve anything. I mean, he's been bad here.
He's been a little bit of a child, the way that he handles certain situations this year. But it's one of those things where, like, when it's all said and done and you know, the agent's giving you calls and saying, why are you doing my client like this?
Yeah.
You can call back and say, look at what your client did to us.
Here's the real question. 10 years from now, when they have the anniversary of this team winning the World Series, they bring them all back.
He's coming back.
Is he getting booze?
No. Nobody's going to remember that.
Dude, you got to.
No, I take that back. I remember one time, man, I was with Mitch Williams, and we were doing an autograph signing. And this sweet old lady walked up to Mitch. And she told him, you got a lot of nerve coming back to Philadelphia. I was like, wow.
Oh, wow.
I'll never forget that. And I was like, whoa. She couldn't forget. She couldn't forget the wild thing and how it was. I forgot the moment, but she remembered. She recalled
the home
moment.
Run off of Joe Carter.
Man, I was like, yeah, he probably won't come back.
All right, you guys can react to the Taiwan thing. He's going to start tomorrow. Does he deserve another shot here? 215-592-9494. One more quick Phillies thing, then back to the phones on the Eagles and your chances to guess for Hugh's clues. Phillies also made another move yesterday, and it's I think the word I would use is ominous. I'm not going to speculate because I don't think it's fair to him or it's not fair to speculate what's going on. But they placed Jose Alvarado on the restricted list, Hugh. It's an interesting list baseball created a few years ago where you could be away for a personal matter. Now, sometimes it has been one where the player eventually is in some trouble. Sometimes it's just one where the player may be having personal issues and they need time away. So it's like, you know, go take the time and come back. It's like being supportive. I have it would be reckless to speculate. We're not going to.
Yeah.
But here's what I will say. When players go on this list, my experience following it is it's not usually like 2 days later they come back. Like
it's been a while. It's a while.
Something's going on. I hope he's okay. I hope, you know, people around him are okay. But when I saw that, I'm not sure Alvarado's going to be back for the stretch run. I have no idea.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you're right, Joe, because I don't recall anybody that's been on this that I can think of. But, yeah, hopefully just it's something that's not not too serious.
Yeah, I think Hugh Darvish was on this recently for the Padres. He just came back, but he was gone for a couple months with a family issue. So, again, we have no idea. But if you're looking for Alvarado, we might not see him for a little while here. 215-592-9494. Ex-Philly Drew Smyly was released yesterday by the Cubs. I think he could be a guy they could try to pick up to replace Alvarado. All right, back to the phones. Hughes Clues as well. We have a pair of tickets to the Eagles' official season kickoff watch party presented by Bud Light at the Link on September 6th. You can watch the game on the big screen live from the stadium seats. We'll be there for the pregame show. The first clue today was a child actor. And, of course, the Eagles, what's more likely, a Super Bowl championship or missing the playoffs? And we do have some Eagles news as cuts are coming down. We'll pass that along here in a second. Terry is up next on WIP. Hey, Terry.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Terry, what are you thinking today?
First off, Hugh, can you hook up Joe with a couple of them gummies so we can chill them out?
I'm calm. You guys are the ones that are frustrated today.
You know what? Shut up.
I'm nice and calm, Terry.
No. We need to calm down. Why are you listening to that fool Nick Wright? He just likes to pep everybody up in the Philly base. You know, every year he's always got hate on us. We can be doing good. We can do bad. Never gives us any props.
So here's why I'm listening. One, I thought it was interesting. But two, I saw people reacting to it, right? I was like, oh, so what did he say? And then I listened. And I was like, well, it's not crazy what he's saying. You may disagree, Terry, but I don't think it's crazy. So obviously you think they're more likely to win the Super Bowl.
Yes, I do. They have too much talent that's rolling around this team. They got new coaches, new coordinators, too much that's going around. And Jalen looks like he's really improved his whole offseason and into mini training camp and everything.
I agree that he has. But I do think it's fair to say we're not going to really be sure how Jalen's going to play until the real game starts.
No, and it's not going to show until we see it out on the field week one.
But the only thing about the talent thing, Terry, is they had a lot of talent last year, and they stunk for large portions of the season. I mean, are they really that much more talented this time than last year?
They are a little bit more talented. They got a lot more deep depth into that offense this year. You know, they really picked up a lot of people that can help us out. Now, yes, that offensive line does concern me a little bit, you know, not having Jason and Fletcher there anymore. That's the one that does concern me. But the only thing it's going to tell is when we see what happens on first week or within the first couple weeks.
Yeah, I think, right. I mean, week one's going to be a big part of it, and we'll feel a certain way after the Packer game. But, yeah, you're right. The first few weeks will give us a sense here. And I hope you're right. I hope all that talent just, you know, carries them all the way. Terry, give us a guess here for Hughes Clues. Who are we talking about?
Neil Patrick Harris.
It's a good answer. Neil Patrick Harris. Terry, good one. Not the right answer, but a good one. See, I think people are catching on now. That first clue really wasn't difficult.
It wasn't. They just people like to complain.
Because people just want you to hand them the answer.
Yeah, give it to me. Just give me the tickets to the Brazil game and for the Eagles watch party. So wait a minute. Are they going to put the game on the big Jumbotron?
They are.
So people get to sit in the stands?
In the stadium seats.
It's going to be awesome.
That's awesome. Yeah. That is pretty awesome.
Well, the other thing is rarely, you could go to like a bar or something, but to watch an Eagles game with that many people, the only time you could do it is when they're at the Link, right? Like, it's got to be a home game. So this has that, like, that camaraderie of a home game, but even though they're going to be in Brazil. And it is technically a home game.
Just a little piece of NFL news came in.
And we have Eagles news to hit.
Yes,
too.
We do. They were experimenting with electronic down and distance preseason. That's not
going
to come
going
into the regular season.
Are we going back to the chain gang?
Back to the sticks.
Back to the chain gang. That's pretty cool.
I am pro technology to help sports, but some things just leave it alone.
I love seeing the guys run out with the sticks, man.
How exciting is it when they come out and they measure it and then
the crowd goes nuts.
If, right. If they're like, if it's a third down, awesome. Going to fourth, and they put the arm up and it's first down.
Yeah.
I need more of that.
Like,
all right,
like the famous Merrill call when they stopped the Cowboys.
Yes.
Like the refs had to come out and be like, nope, that's short.
That moment, actually, grab the audio of that if you could find it. That moment would have been different if it was electronic and you just knew it was a first down, right? Like, there's something about the drama that built. I do like that. While Kyle tries to find that, here we have a piece of Eagles news.
What
they have released John Ross. So the John Ross return or comeback story hits a little bit of a halt here. Now, I guess he could come back on the practice squad or whatever, but John Ross will not be part of the Eagles' first 53-man roster. I don't think most people thought he would, right? Maybe he flashed the first week of camp, but we haven't heard his name much in a while.
Yeah. I mean, and plus, like, I'm pretty sure that wide receiver room, man, as far as the guys that they have to cut, they probably got some tough decisions to make.
They do, but I think yesterday was helped out because they put Anaya Smith on the IR.
Yeah.
So that felt like a real, August 53-man roster shuffle. Let's put you on the IR. Let's pretend you really hurt, and we'll kind of get you onto the practice squad that way.
I do have the Merrill. Oh, okay.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Can we hear it?
Oh, it's the best.
Eagles completed it. They stop the Cowboys here. They give it to Smith. He doesn't make it. And stop him. The Eagles take over on down. The referees are talking. We've got the problem. We've got the problem.
Oh, they're going to call the two-minute warning. They're going to say, well, don't play. Eagles stop them once. Can they stop them again?
That is peak Merrill Reese. They stop him again. They stop. And then that dummy Switzer on the sideline just going for it again. That is a great call. And again, the chains, part of that, coming out and measuring. I like it. I know we're moving towards away from real people calling things in sports. So we're going to have robot umpires one day and all that stuff. Give me the chain gang back for another season. Andre in North Philly. What's up, Andre?
Hey, how you doing, Joe?
Good, Andre.
Hey, listen, I'm calling because I got to set you straight, man.
Okay.
I've been following since 1972. I'm 63, man. You are Nick Wright 2.0, man. Nick Wright don't do nothing but hate on the Eagles. He don't never need nothing good to say. You always putting them down. Let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Hurts is going to have the season of his lifetime because I've been watching him from college. Every time he just get better and better. He listens to what he's human. He hears y'all talking that crap about him. Oh, Jalen Hurts said, watch what I tell you. Jalen Hurts is going to light it up, man.
So, Andre, before you go on, and I like Hurts, and I disagree with you that I'm always hating, because 2 years ago, when before most were saying it, I thought they could go to the Super Bowl. I was very high on that team 2 years ago. But you can't say Jalen gets better every year. He got worse last year.
Yeah, but listen, the whole team got worse.
Okay.
They was out there Keystone Cops because they had no direction. They looked like they never played football before in their lives. It was mind-boggling. Now, they got direction. They got competent coordinators. They're going to be all right. I'm telling you, I've been following Eagles forever, and I've seen it all, man. They are going to be good. Trust what I'm telling you. Trust me.
Watch. I trust you, Andre. I'm not sure they're going to win the Super Bowl, but I trust you.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
I just want to ask you one quick question. So you got them winning 9 games.
Ten and seven.
Okay, but I still want to see where you find those losses at. I don't see it.
All right, Andre, let me pull up the schedule. Andre, good phone call. We appreciate it.
You think they lose to Cincinnati, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
You think they lose Cincinnati? I know that was one of them. They lose to Cincinnati.
All right, you want the 7 losses in the schedule? Let's find them right here. Eagles schedule 2024. 10-7. We did this the last time we had an update on this, I guess, was around the time of the schedule release. All right, the 7 losses on the schedule. Green Bay. New Orleans.
Oh, come on, Joe. New Orleans?
It's a tough spot.
Oh.
Can I explain?
I originally had a loss to New Orleans, too, but I'm done with that.
No!
Can I explain?
Okay, fine.
That is a short week road game in a dome.
Okay.
With a young center. That's a 1:00 road game. They play Monday night. That's a short week road game.
Yeah, but it's against the turf.
So we're 1-2?
I know.
We're 3 games in? 1-2?
They go to Tampa and win to go to 2-2. They avenge the playoff loss. They beat Cleveland here. They beat the Giants. They lose to Cincinnati. There's your third loss. They'll beat Jacksonville. They'll lose in Dallas for a 4th loss. They'll lose to the Rams, 5. Baltimore, 6. And they'll lose in Washington for 7.
Between the Cowboys game and the Rams game, they got the Commodores.
They'll beat them here Thursday night.
Okay.
So they'll split with the Commanders. They'll split with the Cowboys. They'll beat the Giants twice. 7 losses. I mean, like, the only one that might go the other way that I see is the New Orleans one. I agree with Kyle. They're probably not a good football team. But New Orleans, when was the last time they were really bad? Maybe this
Who's
is the
quarterback?
Year.
Carr.
Yeah, hold on. They had the streak of being not like really bad because they had an actual good coach.
Dude, but even the last couple
Their coach
years,
doesn't even know what a metaphor is, dude.
I can't believe Dennis Allen has a job still.
Speaking.
I mean, the Breeze and Peyton carried them to the like.
No,
their
but it's
floor
been a few
was 7-9 because they had a good coach and quarterback. Like now, their floor is like two wins.
But when the last time Breece played?
I mean, it's been a while.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
It's been a while.
But it's like, been three. Okay. It's been 4 years.
All right, but now this is probably the worst roster that they fielded in the years since.
I agree, and I have been waiting to like dismiss the Saints for a while. They've won the last 3 years 9-7-9. Right, they're usually average since Drew Brees left, and obviously before that they were really good. I don't think that's a lock of a win on the road on a short week. You guys could tell me I'm crazy. All right, then move it up to 11 if you don't like my 10. I gave you the 7 losses. Jomar in North Philly, what's up, Jomar?
Hey, what's up, guys? How y'all doing?
What's good, Jomar. What's up, buddy?
Hey, man, I don't know. Y'all driving me crazy with what y'all saying right now.
All right, how come? Tell me what you're thinking.
I don't see 7 losses, but I respect it. I just don't believe. I believe they're going to win the Super Bowl. I don't think they're going to miss playoffs. There's no way.
See, the no way thing, that gets me. Because,
ain't no way.
Yeah, I mean.
All this talent we got.
Yeah, they had talent last year. What happened?
But you compared them to the Cardinals. That's insane to have the Cardinals in the same sentence.
Cardinals are taking a big jump, Jomar. They're going to be a contender.
I believe it when I see it. But we had a bad season last year and had 11 wins. And it was a bad season.
Jomar, didn't the Cardinals come in here and push the Eagles around for three hours
yeah,
last December?
We fell apart. Everybody beat us at the week, what, 12, 13?
They did push them around.
I went on the field and probably beat the Eagles at that point.
I think you're right on that. I think most teams would have.
But we have, like what Brandon Graham told the Bills in overtime, we have Jalen Hurts, and I believe him. Like, there's no way that I don't see us making the playoffs.
So I think you're right. And, Jomar, I have him at 10-7 and making the playoffs. I'm just saying what Nick said, what Nick Wright said everyone's mad about, I just don't think it's that crazy.
Nick Wright is a hater. The Commanders have nothing.
Oh, I disagree. Commanders are going to be a problem now. They got a quarterback.
No, I think they're going to be good, but I think they're going to be second. And I think the Cowboys will be third. I
can see that.
I don't see the Commanders being better than this.
Yeah, Jomar, I can see that. I can see it being Eagles, Commanders, Cowboys. I can see that. All right, Jomar, give us a guess here for Hughes Clues. What's the child actor?
I'm going to take a wild guess and say Lindsay Lohan.
That's an interesting guess. She was, yeah.
Yeah, she was. She did Herbie the Love Bug.
She did another one with the parents.
Parent Trap.
Yeah. Parent Trap, yeah. Jomar, it's a good guess. That's not it. We appreciate the phone call. Hugh, you got people a little bit stumped on this one today. We'll give them a second clue coming up in another minute. But we await more cuts for the Eagles. So 4 o'clock today, so be listening all day, and obviously the afternoon show is going to have you right at 4 for the cutdown as the Eagles have to get this roster to 53. I wonder if there's going to be a surprise today. I wonder if they're going to move on from anyone that we're not expecting. I would think, Hugh, with the release of John Ross and with Anaya Smith going to the IR, this probably gets Paris Campbell on the team.
Yeah. Yeah, and I know Ike was a big proponent. Yeah. He wanted him here. So, yeah, that's a good move for them. Yeah.
I don't know how much Paris Campbell has. I mean, he hasn't had a very good NFL career, but he was with Sirianni from when he was a young player. That one kind of makes sense. He's a Sirianni guy. They brought him here. Don't want to just get rid of him, you know, immediately. They'll give him a chance to be on this roster. But the Dotson trade certainly changed a lot of how they're building this roster. All right, let's do this quickly before, you know, I don't like, it's not good for anyone if Cowboy Jim is, you know, I'm agreeing with him. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
Hey, I'm going to do Hughes Clues first because before you hang up on me. Pappy Faulkner. You know who Pappy Faulkner is?
No, of course not.
No, he played Bigfoot as a child in a movie.
I did not know that.
You're tying it all together here. All right, Cowboy Jim, what do you got?
All right, you should be panicking. Look at your poll yesterday. 60% said, yeah, you cannot dismiss the Cowboys.
Oh, I've done that already.
CeeDee Lamb has been signed. Thank you. I told you that was going to happen. And you still have a quarterback that can't read a blitz. You run an all-out blitz against him, and he panics. That's your issue, a quarterback that can't read the blitz. So you should be worried. And Jerry Jones is a genius.
Oh,
he
stop.
Is a genius.
Absolute glory hole.
He's so cooked, Jim. It's sad to watch. The guy is cooked.
Aren't you going to? Well, okay, what are you going to do about Jalen? Jalen can't do that.
Jalen's
got to
play
that?
Well. Well, that's enough, Jim. Jalen's got to play better. I mean, I think we'd all agree with that, right? Jalen has to play better.
Yes, he does. I just can't wait. Like seriously, all jokes aside, I just can't wait for Jerry to have his senior moment. And it just all come.
You mean
apart.
Like the senior moment where
it's
got to
be happening sooner than later, right?
He's about to have a senior.
He kind of popped off yesterday.
He did pop off, and he used a lot of colorful language. It won't be long now when he has his senior moment, and I'm gonna sit here. I like to take victory lap on petty stuff like that.
Yeah.
I take victory. He's gonna pop
Hughes
off.
Victory laps. Johan Rojas, Taiwan Walker, and Jerry Jones canceling himself.
He's going to pop off.
Here's the question. What's the forum that Jerry, if this happens, right? You've been calling this for a while here, that Jerry's going to say something that he's going to get himself canceled because he forgets what company he's in, all right? Is it going to be a post-game scrum? Is it going to be a regular news conference with a lot of people, a lot of cameras, or his weekly hit on the sports talk station down there?
You know, it's funny. I was thinking the weekly hit, but the thing about the weekly hit is, like, I guess because when you do it on the app, you can't dump the app.
Are you saying that so 105.3 The Fan is the station?
Yes.
They would dump it,
yes.
Right? Like, if he says something wrong, they're going to protect themselves and him by dumping it.
Yeah, but you can't dump the app, though, can you? Because people still hear it.
Plus, it based on the context, everyone could figure out what was dumped.
Yes. Yeah. I think it's going to be something like that. Because he's very, like, when you listen to the conversations that he's had with those guys over the last few years, he's very, very comfortable.
That's when it's going to happen.
And that's usually when it happens. When you're comfortable in the setting, because there's been a couple times, like, since I've been working with you guys, I've had to self-edit. You know what I mean? Or you do a pivot, and he's gonna be so comfortable, they're going to ask him something. And he's going to say something. They're going to be like, wow. Mm. And the producer, they're going to be in it. Like, dude, dump that. And it's going to be too late.
I think it's going to be somebody recording him trying to catch him. That's my bold prediction.
Well, if I had a guess, that probably wouldn't be hard.
They're going to catch him while he's comfortable putting salt on his McGriddle. And yeah. he's gonna be nice and loose.
Pouring his third whiskey in the morning. Yeah. 215-592.
Third whiskey in the morning is crazy.
94-94. Yeah. All right, the King of Dopes joins us next to weigh in on all this with the Eagles. We'll see if Howard is ready to clear the Phillies back. I mean, 8 out of 10 when Taiwan's not starting is pretty darn good. He recently declared the season over. Plus a second Hughes clue in all your phone calls. 215-592-949 for a midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.